Any road up. Lots speaking more Porkian these days, Offendi. It is a language of merchant.
He put an inflection on the word that suggested it was the same as earthworm.
So you have to know how to say things like, give us all your money, said Vimes.
Why ask, said Jabbar. We take it anyway. But now,
he spat at the fire with amazing accuracy,
they say we got to stop. This is wrong. What harm we do?
Apart from killing people and taking all their merchandise, said Vimes.
Jabbar laughed again.
Wali said you were a big diplomatic. But we don't kill merchants. Why should we kill merchants? What is the sense? How foolish to be killing gift horse that lays the golden egg.
You could make money exhibiting it, certainly, said Vimes.
We kill merchants, we rob too much. They never come back. Dumb. We let them go, they get rich again. Our sons rob them. Such is wisdom.
Ah, it's a sort of agriculture, said Vimes.
Right. But if you plant merchants, they don't grow so good.
Vimes realized that it was getting colder as the sun went down. In fact, a lot colder. He inched closer to the fire.
Why is he called 71-hour Ahmed? He said.
The murmur of conversation stopped. Suddenly, all eyes were on Jabbar, except the one that had ended up in the shadows.
Not so diplomatic, said Jabbar.
We chase him up here, then suddenly we're ambushed by you. That seems...
I know nothing, said Jabbar.
Why won't you... Vimes began.
Sir, said Carrant urgently, that would be very unwise, sir. Look, I had a bit of a talk with Jabbar while you were, resting. It's a bit political, I'm afraid.
What isn't?
Prince Kadram is trying to unite the whole of Klatch, you see.
Dragging it, kicking and screaming into the century of the fruit bat.
Why, yes, sir. How did you...
Just a lucky guess. Go on.
But he has been having trouble, said Carrot.
What kind? Said Vimes.
Us, said Jabbar proudly.
None of the tribes like the idea, sir, Carrot went on. They've always fought amongst themselves, and now most of them are fighting him. Historically, sir, Klatch isn't so much an empire as an argument.
He say you must be educated. You must be learning to pay taxes. We do not wish to be educated about taxes, said Jabbar.
So you think you're fighting for your freedom, said Vimes.
Jabbar hesitated and looked at Carrot. There was a brief exchange in Klatchian. Then Carrot said,
That's a rather difficult question for a Dereg, sir. You see, their word for freedom is the same as their word for fighting.
They certainly make their language do a lot of work, don't they?
Vimes was feeling better in the colder air. He took out a crushed and damp packet of cigars, pulled a coal out of the fire and took a deep drag.
So, Prince Charming's got a lot of troubles at home, has he? Does Vetinari know this?
Does a camel shit in the desert, sir?
You're really getting the hang of Klatch, aren't you? Said Vimes.
Jabbar rumbled something. There was more laughter.
Jabbar says a camel certainly does shit in the desert, sir. Otherwise you wouldn't have anything to light your cigar with, sir.
Once again, there was one of those moments when Vimes felt that he was under close scrutiny.
Be diplomatic, Vetinari had told him.
He took another deep draw.
Improves the flavour, he said. Remind me to take some home.
In Jabbar's eyes, the judges held up at least a couple of grudging eights.
A man on a horse came and said we must fight the foreign dogs.
That's us, sir, said Carrot helpfully,
because you have stolen an island that is under the sea. But what is that to us? We know no harm of you, foreign devils, but the men who oil their beards in Al-Khali we do not like. So we send him back.
All of him? Said Vimes.
We are not barbaric. He was clearly a madman, but we kept his horse.
And 71-hour Ahmed told you to keep us, didn't he? Said Vimes.
No one orders the dregs. It is our pleasure to keep you here.
And when will it be your pleasure to let us go? When Ahmed tells you?